every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
It's We'll See About That with World Series MVP Ron Safe.
Hello, friends. Mike Airy here. We'll see about that with the legend, the MVP, the champion, Ron Say, who's out on assignment this week. And so we're going to get into our delicious archives. You got a great show with the NBA back in swing. We're going to check back with the interview we did earlier this year with the one and the only Mr. Rick Barry, master of the granny free throw shot. So there you have it. And speaking of the NBA, the season is off into full swing here. And the one thing that I want to talk about, Victor Wembanyama. I should say we're joined by producer, of course, Corey Marino. Corey, how are you?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Victor, the Spurs and Victor Wembanyama. This kid, if he can stay healthy, will have all of the records. He is just, you know, shooting 50% from three, 50% from the field, 90% from the line. He's getting like 6 to 7 blocks. He's getting 20 to 30 rebounds. It's unbelievable. I think the only player that might be in the same league with him right now is the Joker, because I don't know if you saw earlier in the week, the Joker had 55 on 21 shots.
Yeah, I saw that, and it was Victor is one of one. We'll never see anything like him again. He came in, they said 7'5", and then some people say he actually grew 2 inches, so they think he's actually 7'7" now. And there's no man that can actually come out and guard you on the perimeter and then switch the way he's playing defense. There's nothing in the league that's ever been or ever will be that I think of. And it's what I do think, though, is they have to win now. Because like you said, he could have every record, but I don't want to put any juju or anything like that. But it's a lot like the Yao Ming type thing. It's a body that might not be able to sustain longevity.
That is true. Yao Ming, though, he did have a lot more miles at the time when he came into the league, because he played in the Chinese League and in the Chinese National League for a couple of years before he came over. Victor, you know, spent a little bit of time in Europe, but came over. And actually, last year he got hurt, so that's why I'm a little bit trepidatious about the whole thing. But then he spent the offseason weight training, like training with Shaolong monks.
Monks, yeah.
Like doing all sorts of weird stuff, like wrestling bears up there in the Yukon. And yeah, he just looks bigger. He looks stronger. And he plays the game with a ferociousness now that you rarely see with big men that are that skilled.
Yeah, and the big man that can bring it up the court, just ball handling and everything, passing. He gets, like you said, averaging 6 blocks a game is insane. It's unheard of. And even if he's not getting the block, he's altering the shot half the time. They're having to do these high off the arc type things, and it's just crazy.
Yeah, I mean, I would not be surprised if we see a quadruple double from him this week.
Oh yeah,
or this season, that is, maybe this week indeed. Stick around, you guys. We'll be right back. We'll see about that with Ron Say on assignment. Here is Rick Barry. Stay with us.
Hey there, sports fans. Ron Say, are you ready to score big with fresh, healthy eats? Well, our friends at Melissa's Produce have got you covered. Whether you're gearing up for the big game or just living that active lifestyle, Melissa's fresh produce delivers the winning nutrition you need. And here's the MVP move. Visit melissas.com today and use the promo code RONSAY to save 15% on your first order. Don't miss out on the home run deal. Fuel your passion for sports and good eats with Melissa's Produce. That's melissas.com, promo code RONSAY.
Kohl's has 20% off gifts that are so good, your family might think you read their minds. Check off your list now with cozy, thoughtful, and stylish gifts that will make them say, oh, how did you know? Yep, with these presents from Kohl's, you're going to leave them feeling impressed and convinced that you're a psychic. Shop Kohl's for an extra 20% off gifts that are the perfect fit. Select styles. Offer ends November 22nd. Some exclusions apply. See store or kohls.com for details.
Hi, everyone. Gina Belich here with the Legal Help Center. And we have a special guest with us today, Super Bowl champ Vernon Davis. So, Vernon, tell all of our radio listeners who should call right now.
Well, Gina, first off, thank you for having me join you here in the studio. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now and find out how much money you could potentially get.
Thanks, Vernon. You heard it, folks. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now and find out how much money you could potentially get. Call 800-745-9090. That's 800-745-9090. 800-745-9090. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
This is baseball's Ron Say. Nowadays, it seems like nothing is built to last. Phones, appliances, cars, computers. But the new Michelin Defender 2 tire is designed to outlast. With a quiet and comfortable ride, you will have the confidence you need on the roads, whether they're wet or dry. So goodbye to the short-lived and hello to something that lasts. Get your set of Michelin Defender 2 tires at Hank's Tires, 19951 Ventura Boulevard in Woodland Hills. Call my buddy Steve Goldberg at 818-340-4200. That's 818-340-4200. Hank's Tires is also built to last. Hank opened Hank's Tires in 1953, and we are the oldest tire and auto repair shop in the San Fernando Valley with 100% customer satisfaction. Hank's is AAA approved for all of your auto repair needs. Call Hank's Tires at 818-340-4200 and tell them Ron Say sent you.
They still call me the Penguin.
Okay, we have returned after the break. We'll see about that. Ron Say here with Mike Gary and our special guest, the legendary Rick Barry. And Rick will be receiving a beautiful fruit gift basket courtesy of our friends at Melissa's Produce. Melissa's is the proud partner of We'll See About That. Please use my VIP code Ron Say when checking out at melissas.com. It is a huge privilege for me to be in the show today with one of the legendary basketball players, a guy that just turned 80 years old in March. So congratulations, Rick, on that. His statistical stuff is so broad and vast that we're going to cover this, but we're going to get into the conversation and get started with this. Rick, I want to welcome you to the show, and what's happening with you today?
Well, thanks, Ron. It's a pleasure for me to be talking to you. I admired your career as well. And so it's always nice to talk to someone. It's kind of like a mutual admiration society, I think, when it comes to professional sports. Regardless of what the sport is, you have mutual respect for someone who was able to achieve the opportunity to play on the professional level, regardless of what the sport was. So congratulations to you on your career. And it's fun to talk with you. And these days, you know, I'm so blessed. I mean, other than the fact that they forgot three zeros on my contract, I have my youngest son has made the Olympic 3x3 basketball team, which I'm so thrilled with because he really was good enough to play in the NBA. For whatever reasons, he never got the opportunity to do that. So he committed himself to 3x3, and he's a brilliant young man. He's got his master's in nuclear engineering and works for L3 Harris, a big engineering firm. He's got a great job, but they were nice enough to let him travel the world last year in 3x3 basketball, the FIBA tour, and they qualified for the Olympics. And so, and then he had to go to a training camp to see if he was going to be on the team, which I was saying, wow. But fortunately, they chose him. So I'm excited about that. Looking forward to Paris later this summer. My other boys are all doing well. I mean, Brent had a great career in broadcasting as well. And he was the general manager of the San Antonio Spurs G League team and was a basketball operations guy before that for the Spurs. And my son John is doing a lot of broadcasting as well. I'm actually my oldest son Scooter, who Larry Bird and Kevin McHale told me, Rick, your son should have made our team. But back in those days, Ron, you know how it is being at the right place at the right time.
Of course.
They had 12-man rosters, and the Celtics had 13 no-cut contracts. So there was no place.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah, no place to go. Larry and Kevin said, Rick, your son should have made our team. And so he played overseas until he was 40 years old. So wow. He had a career. So he and I are working together on some business opportunities. And
great.
this was, you know, maybe another grandpa, another grandchild, a granddaughter, Brooklyn, you know, a little over a year old. So I've got 9 of those now, and that's always a joy to get. Well, my other ones are basically kind of grown up, and now I have another little one I just saw recently, and she's adorable. I got my first kiss from her, so that's kind of cool. My wife, who is an amazing athlete, she's the only woman to have her jersey retired at William & Mary, the College of William & Mary, playing basketball, first team All-America in basketball, academic All-America. And she and my son have a distinction of being the only mother and son in the history of NCAA basketball to have a mother be first-team academic All-America and have a son be first-team academic All-America. My son did that twice, and he was also the academic All-America player of the year. So everything is pretty cool there. And my son, Drew, got to play a little bit in the pros. He's still busy working and doing well. So life has been good. I thank God every night for all the blessings that I've received. And now I'm into pickleball. You have to have something. I don't know about you, Ron. But
by the way, you won the national championship in pickleball for your age, didn't you?
It wasn't the national. The nationals are coming. The USA Pickleball National Championships are coming up this year. I've actually won some in mixed doubles and men's doubles before. But this year, I decided to go and try for the Triple Crown, which is singles, men's doubles, and mixed doubles in my age and skill. My skill is like 4 or 5, which is one of the high things. So I'm one of the top-ranked players in the world at my skill and age level. And so I didn't have – when I retired, I missed the competition. You know, I love to compete. So I got into long driving and golf. I was one handicap at one time in golf, and I had to find something to do. But golf is so difficult. But long drive is great. I get to hit 6 shots. I don't have to hit the bad ones. I only have to hit 1 good one to move on. So I won 4 world long driving championships doing that. And then they got rid of the old farts, and so I had nothing to do. And so my wife said, what about pickleball? And so I got introduced to pickleball and spent 2 years working at it to try to get good enough to win a national title. Was able to accomplish that. And then I just decided I needed another challenge. I was afraid to play singles because my knee, I had no cartilage and all, you know, I had 4 knee operations on my left knee. And I tried singles a little bit just to see how it would be. And it's been great. And so I trained and got ready to play in the U.S. Open this year. And I won the singles and I won mixed doubles with my partner, Fred Shuey. Oh. And then Sue Matthews, I found an 80-year-old woman who was pretty darn good. And we won.
Oh, God. Well, you sound to me like a very proud husband, a very proud father, a very proud grandfather. Seems like you're living a very wonderful life. Are you a good loser, Rick?
I hate losing, but I'm a good loser. Right, long drive. One guy came. He took. They didn't have artificial turf when we first were doing it years ago, and so it would have all day long. And so I had the longest drive, and it was in a younger division. And my ball hit and plugged. And this guy had his last swing of the day in the competition. And my guy that got my clubs, the Frank Golf Clubs, which dominated long drive for a long time. So he had his binoculars out and he said, Rick, his ball hit short of yours and it didn't hit in the soft spot and it rolled past you by about 18 inches. And so I could have been kind of PO'd at that one. But I went up to him and said, hey, congratulations. I said, for you to hit a shot that good under those circumstances, you should be very proud of yourself.
Well, congratulations for your humbleness there. I'm sure he appreciated that. You have such a celebrated career. I mean, you've had an off-the-charts career. You've won a world title. You've been an MVP. You were Rookie of the Year. You've led the league in scoring. You multiple time All-Stars in both the ABA and the NBA. You started in the NBA and you went to the ABA about 3 or 4 years after that. What transpired there?
Well, I went 2 years after. I started in the NBA and then we came close to winning the championship. 2 pick and roll plays between Nate Thurmond and myself, along with Will Chamberlain of that great 76ers team. Had they gone our way instead of theirs, we would have possibly won in 6 games. It was a great series. I had an amazing series. I wish I could have been healthy for the whole thing. I had a really badly sprained ankle. I had to get shot up before the game and at halftime to even play. And nowadays they wouldn't let you do that with the money involved. I'm so lucky every day. I'm lucky I didn't ruin my whole career. I mean, going out and doing that was stupid on my part. I mean, because you can't feel anything anyway, but fortunately nothing really happened. But I know I wasn't at my best. I couldn't practice. It was terrible. I averaged 40 points a game. It was a record for a 6-game series that lasted for decades and decades and decades. Michael Jordan broke it, but the only reason he broke it is because he played in an overtime game where he scored 8 points. Otherwise, he would have been behind me still. So that was a kind of cool thing. But so what? We lost. I would have rather had 20 points a game and won, you know, because to me, it was not records. And I don't know about if you've looked at it stuff. Baseball's always been statistically oriented. All of a sudden, basketball's into it. Over the last 10 years, I have found out more things about what I did in the world of professional basketball that I had no idea about, because all these statistical things come out now. And here's a list that they talk about this player, what he accomplished. Yeah, and he joins Rick Barry. I said, oh, I did that? I had no idea. I mean, so it's pretty interesting how things have changed. But the statistics, they don't mean anything to me. It's a team game. This is about winning, okay? And if I don't win, I'm not happy, okay? I can be gracious about it, but I'm not happy, and the records don't mean that much to me. The only record that really means the most to me, that individual, is free throws, because it's the only part of the game you could be selfish and help your team.
No question, and I agree with you. Winning is the measure that you have to win to achieve the status that you would like as a player, unfortunately. You know, we can all be great individually, but until you bring home that big ring and says that you are the best in the world, everything else kind of falls a little bit short. We have a lot to talk about with our legendary Rick Barry after we return. We'll see about that right after this message.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both airline and hotel with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call, because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. Care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work, real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
Hello, Ron Say. Okay, we are back. We'll see about that with our legendary basketball star, Rick Barry, who is a member of the Hall of Fame. And Rick, I just wanted to touch a little bit. You mentioned Nate Thurmond and Will Chamberlain. How did you like playing with, against, whatever? They were two tremendous talents.
Well, before I answer that question, I want to say something at the end of the last segment that I didn't get an opportunity to say. Because you brought up something about, you know, you got to win the one. This is the benchmark for individual sports is whether you win or not.
Right.
It's really not the indication of how great a player you are in a team sport. However, because you don't win if your teammates don't play at a high and perform at a high level as well. And so it drives me nuts when I see people rating people and ranking them where they are in a team sport. And they give more credit to guys who are on more championship teams. What the hell? I mean, that's just, you know, that's luck. They're on the team he was at. They picked a lot of great players so you can win a championship because you don't do it by yourself. And so to give all this extra credit for a guy that was lucky enough to be at a franchise that was smart about getting great players, that's ridiculous. I mean, so judge the person by his performance alone. And hopefully, like in my case, if I had won that championship, well, probably people say, oh, you wouldn't have done it. Well, if you want to examine what it was, how many other teams have you seen in the NBA win with only one player that was, you know, one of the top players in the game? Most of the teams now, they got two and three guys. I mean, everybody's moving teams to try to win championships, which I have no problem with because that's what it's about. And, you know, if I had a chance and I was playing on a team like Kevin Durant did and I, you know, can't win and doing stuff, I had a chance to go to a team like the Warriors with Steph Curry and Klay Thompson and Draymond Green and all, hell, I'd do it in a heartbeat to try to win.
Well, there's no question that there's a rollover to baseball on that, too, because sometimes with these August trade deadlines, you pick up some people and they come over here for a month or two, or somebody joins the roster in the last month of the season and you go on and win a world championship, and basically they came over here and sat down for a while and they ended up walking off with a championship ring. They ended up having more rings than guys that actually did a whole lot better. But sometimes that's just the roll of the dice. But, there's a lot to be said about that.
Let me answer your question. Playing against – listen, I love playing against the best. Yeah. I have great respect and admiration for anybody who excels at anything in life, regardless of the field of endeavor. I just appreciate greatness. And I had the good fortune of playing against so many great players. You know, you mentioned Will Chamberlain and my teammate Nate Thurmond. Two of the greatest centers ever. Got to play against Bill Russell. Got to play against Jerry West and Elgin Baylor and Clyde Frazier and Earl Monroe. I mean, I can just go on and on. I even got to play against Bird and Magic in their rookie year as my last year playing. So it's just amazing the number of great players I got to play against. Love played against Dr. J. It was pretty cool. I mean, that was part of the fun of it, is having a chance to compete against them. And in the case like a Dr. J, I did guard him. I know they made a big deal all the time about, oh, Bird and Magic. Well, Bird and Magic rarely ever guarded each other. One was a power forward, small forward, and the other guy was a point guard. So, that's all part of the game. It's part of the fun of it. And it's one of the things that's great about being a part of a team. Individually, if you win, you're happy with your coach and whatever, and somebody that trains with you and all. But in team sport, it's just, as you know, it's so incredible. Because we're coming out with it finally 50 years later. Oh, my God, it took 50 years to do a documentary about the greatest upset in the history of major finals in this country in sports. And they're finally coming out with our 1975 championship, where we were supposed to be the biggest mismatch in the history of the NBA and was a sweep. Well, part right, but wrong freaking team.
I have a question. You're the game today, much like baseball, is not the game that people our age grew up watching, strategizing with, loving, and understanding. The game today for baseball is certainly about that. It's more like a strikeout home run game. Basketball, how would you describe, say, your era of basketball to what's going on in today's game?
Well, the beauty of basketball is that if you play it the way it was designed to be played, you usually wind up winning championships. This means you play unselfish and you pass, you cut, you move. And it's generally the teams that play that way that win. There's been no team, I think, that's won the championship that was a terrible defensive team. you know, the saying out there is defense wins championships. No, defense is required to win a championship, but it doesn't win. You still have to outscore the opponent. And so offense is always the critical element, but you have to be pretty good defensively. And our game now has evolved into the situation with the three-point shot that it's, like you say, I mean, it's home runs and strikeout. And here it's, you know, three-point shot or dunk. So the mid-range game has kind of disappeared a lot. But still, the teams that play the right way still do a lot of all of that. And that's what it really comes down to. But if you can't make three-point shots in today's NBA basketball game, you're not winning a championship.
Exactly. I'm going to play name association with you a little bit. Just give me your comments. Okay. Let's go with Jokic.
Love the Joker. Oh, my God. He and Steph Curry, my two favorite players to watch. This guy knows the game. He gets as much out of his physical talent. But, boy, does he know the game. He can. There isn't anything he's a weakness at. He doesn't go up and dunk over people, do all of that stuff. But he knows how to use his body. He's got great footwork. He's amazing court vision and feel for the game. An incredible passer. Can shoot the three. Can shoot the mid-range shot. I love watching the Joker play. And Steph Curry is my other guy that's my second favorite player to watch. He's pretty amazing also.
Shaquille O'Neal.
The most dominant center for his time. And here's the thing. Stop comparing people, folks, when you talk about the GOATs. When I played, I don't know about you, the GOAT was the guy that screwed up. Now all of a sudden somebody came up with an acronym, greatest of all time. Well, the greatest of all time does not exist in a team sport because it has to be by position. As you well know, we going to compare Willie Mays to Sandy Koufax? Hell no. I mean, there's different skills at every position that you have to have, and the same thing in basketball. So stop doing that and stop comparing people from one era to the other. People say to me, I hear it all the time, well, Rick, you guys wouldn't be able to play with these guys today. I said, you must be on drugs. You understand how better I would be if I played today. Ron, we had zero to help us. Zero. We didn't have a strength coach, an agility coach, a dietitian. We traveled. I mean, our travel was just awful. Four games in 5 nights in 4 different cities, traveling commercial. We wash our uniform in the shower after game, hope it dried out for the game the next night, get 4 to 5 hours of sleep to get on the commercial flight to get to the next city to play a game the next night. These guys have it so easy. It's unbelievable.
Love it.
Here's the other. We were taught how to play the game the right way. Fundamentally, we were superior to the players today, the majority of them, because AAU basketball has screwed things up so badly because they take them. You're more athletic. Go out there, run faster, jump higher, go and beat people instead of necessarily, not everyone, okay? I'm not saying that about everybody in AAU. And you don't learn how to play the game. You have to have the fundamentals of anything you do in life. The bigger the foundation, the taller the building, and otherwise it topples over. And so, yeah, that's a as you can tell, I get a little worked up over that stuff.
I love it. Okay, next up's Earl Monroe.
Earl the Pearl is, you know, one of the guys, great showman. I mean, he was pretty special in that regard. I used to play a lot of tennis with Earl. We had fun doing that. He was a pretty good tennis player as well. But, yeah, very, very cool. Amazing moves, ball handling, things of that nature that you didn't see a whole lot of prior to that. The athleticism of players came into play. But Earl was, you know, was one of those guys that was a little special in that regard.
Yeah. Kobe Bryant.
Best two guard during the era when Michael Jordan was playing after Michael Jordan. Great player, great competitor. Really liked Kobe a lot. What a tragedy that was.
Yes.
Very nice to me and very accommodating when I would ask him to take a picture with my sons or sign something or whatever. I really like Kobe a lot. What I loved about Kobe, when he put that uniform on, you got everything he had.
David Stern.
Great commissioner. Without David Stern, the NBA was going nowhere. It was, you know, it wasn't that popular a sport. He's the guy, he brought in Rick Welts, who was a guy that I knew when I did some work for the Seattle Supersonics. He was a PR guy for them, and he brought him in to do marketing. And that's what turned it around. The NBA was always a great product, but you know, marketing is the key to success for any business. I mean, the way you market is so critical. The NBA did a terrible job of marketing. And then David Stern was able to turn all that around. The Warriors could have been purchased. In fact, a friend of mine wanted to buy them. I was an idiot for not telling me to do it. And I also could have had 5% ownership, but back in those days, it wasn't. Okay. $1 million from the Warriors. They're worth over $5 billion now. And David Stern's the guy that really turned it around.
Yeah, no question. Wilt Chamberlain.
Greatest center of all time. And I mean, I don't care. You can compare whatever eras you want to compare with Wilt Chamberlain. because he was so strong, so incredibly athletic. I mean, he did things, they say records are meant to be broken. There is no way in the world in anybody's lifetime that somebody is going to average 50 points a game in an NBA game. That's not happening. Then you hear about this guy, oh, rebound. This guy's a great rebound. You know what, Wilt, for his career, averaged 22.5 rebounds a game. Yeah. He was unbelievable. He really was. I got to know him really well after we played ball. I really liked him as a person. But yeah, he's for a center. There's been no more dominant center. Shaq pretty close in his time when he was playing what he could do. But Wilt was something super special. As great as Bill Russell was, the thing is, skill wise, I'm talking.
Yeah,
Wilt was more skilled. Okay, Russell had the most impact on helping a team with amazing, great players around him win multiple championships. Nobody maybe is ever going to compare to that. But as far as the talent and ability to play the center position and what you can do, Wilt was amazing. LeBron James was a man child. I saw him in high school. When I saw him, I said, oh my God, is this guy going to be a great player? Unfortunately, nobody taught him how to shoot the ball with proper form. Absolutely horrendous at the start of his career. And I made a big deal about it a couple of years into the season when he was playing. And he actually made a big change and got his elbow back in. He's never been a great shooter. I said, that's God's equalizer. Because my God, if he had great shooting form, you would have had to outlaw him. He was so freaking good.
Yeah. Getting back to Wilt, I developed a friendship with Wilt. We used to go to the same club and work out. And we spoke about a lot of things. Of course, we talked about basketball, but Wilt was a pretty astute guy on a lot of things. I really enjoyed learning and getting to know him a lot better as time went on. We're going to take another break with legendary Rick Barry. I have a few more of those names to pop at you, and then we'll get on to something else. We'll be back with We'll See About That right after this message.
Here for the Lowe's early Black Friday deals? You're right on time for some of our biggest savings. We're talking up to 50% off select major appliances, plus up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Holiday lights going up soon? Select ladders are up to 50% off right now. Get Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 11/19. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Hi, I'm Kylie.
I'm John.
And I'm Garrison.
And a little thing we love about the 30-count Chick-fil-A nuggets
is sharing it in the car during the holidays.
I do love that.
We will pack the car with gifts. And, of course, we go and pick up our family's favorite nuggets.
Every nugget is tasty times quadrillion.
And we get all the sides.
Yeah, the ooey-gooey mac and cheese is a big hit.
Everyone from 1 to 116 would love Chick-fil-A's chicken nuggets.
Share the nuggets, share the joy. Order the 30-count Chick-fil-A nuggets on the Chick-fil-A app. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
Have you suffered sports betting losses? There is someone who wants to fight for you to see you get back what you have lost to those sports betting companies. Michael Watts is a prolific trial lawyer with over $11 billion in total recoveries for his clients. And now with sportsbettingclaim.com, he'd like to help you. Michael has been a leader in some of the largest and most complex cases in the country, from defective cars and tires to damaging drugs and medical products. He has always represented the rights of individuals harmed by large corporations. His efforts recently resulted in the recovery of billions for individuals who lost their properties to fires carelessly caused by electric companies and others. Michael knows that sports betting companies preyed on and manipulated consumers into losing their life savings, and he wants to make them pay. If you have suffered financial hardship as a result of online sports betting and would like help seeking compensation, please submit your claim information for evaluation at sportsbettingclaim.com. Michael Watts is focused on winning for you. Sportsbettingclaim.com.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
The fans are rooting for the Dodgers.
And we'll see about that. We are back. And this week in Dodger history, presented by BFF Financial, 1972 at Three River Stadium, Roberto Clemente hit a two-run home run in the bottom of the eighth to become the Pirates' all-time RBI leader. The Pittsburgh right fielder's three RBIs and the 13-3 drubbing of the Dodgers gives the future Hall of Famer 1,274 runs batted in.
And did you know that his last hit in Major League Baseball was his 3,000th? And I was playing winter ball with Frank Robinson and Tony Perez and Don Baylor in Puerto Rico the night that he and his plane of goodwill went down. And Puerto Rico was mourning and mourning, and I was so saddened. Of the one player that I would have loved to have had an opportunity to play against would have been Roberto Clemente. He also played for Santurce along with Mays and a lot of other terrific players. We won the championship. We went to the Caribbean World Series, but very proud of that. Rick, I just have a couple more. I wanted to ask you Luka Doncic.
Well, if you look at him, he doesn't spend a lot of time in the weight room, that's for sure, because he doesn't have a But, man, he knows how to play. He really does. I'm not a big fan of one player dominating the ball as he does. I mean, it's not to the extent of what Harden was doing when he was with the Rockets. Right. But he's a hell of a player. I mean, yeah, really, really special.
And I think, Michael, you had a question. You wanted to ask about Thompson, right?
Klay Thompson. Because we've seen the news that perhaps the Warriors will be moving on from Klay Thompson. He unfollowed them on Instagram. Your thoughts on Klay Thompson's game and if he's still got, maybe a couple of good years left in him?
Well, he's one of the greatest shooters along with Steph Curry in the history of the game. Wasn't a guy who was going to create his own shot, but as far as the spot-up shooter goes, there's not anybody or very few people that can compare to what he was able to do. Had an amazing career. Incredible comeback from the two, could-be career-ending injuries that he had and still be able to play at a high level. Nowhere near the player that he was before the injuries. Not the defensive player that he was before.
Right.
I'm really kind of surprised and a little disappointed in Klay that he's thinking of not playing. I mean, my God, I mean, how much money do you need? He's got a chance to be on a team. I mean, I would tell him, say, hey, listen, I won't take as much money. Let's use it and go out and get somebody to help us win another championship here so I can finish out my career on top again. I don't know if there's anybody out there in at his age and his physical condition, not that he can't play, but to pay him even more than what the Warriors are offering him, I'd be kind of surprised if that happens. Hey, if it does, and that's what he wants to do, God bless him. He's entitled to do that. But I'm a little disappointed that he's possibly going to leave.
Yeah, he went to Washington State University like I did. And so we have kind of a brotherhood. I have not met him. I've met his brother, who was a player with the Dodgers a few years ago. But I certainly hope that he gets it turned around. He's probably the greatest basketball player easily to come out of Washington State. I want to switch over here to the Lakers and Dan Hurley. Dan Hurley, the University of UConn, twice national champions now, turned down $70 million from the Lakers. What kind of a statement do you think that made, not only against the Lakers, but LeBron?
Well, I don't know if it's against them, if the reason he said that he wouldn't want to go there because of LeBron, although it would be a daunting task probably. Yeah. That's something about him as to how much he enjoys and knows the control he could have. And I think he's an intelligent guy. Just look at the history of college coaches who've gone to the NBA. It's not a really very long list of guys who are successful.
That's true.
And so it's about money. And it's not like he's not made a lot of money in Connecticut. And, who knows what he's getting now? I don't know how much money he's getting there, but I'm sure it's millions of dollars there. So how much money do you need in order to lead a comfortable life? But in the college level, he has total and complete control. It's such a difference than when you're playing in the NBA. You don't have that kind of control as a coach. In college, you can. You know, you can tell a guy, you know, get the hell out of here, you know, get off, you know, go take a shower or whatever you're going to do. You do that in the NBA, you got a major problem. And it's a totally different life. It's a totally different style of basketball. And not many college coaches come up to the NBA and have success. And so I admire the fact that money wasn't the factor for him. He turned down a ridiculous amount of money. Yeah. And he's happy with his situation financially. And I think he's going to be a happier coach.
No question about it. The reason why I referred to LeBron is because the situation, I don't know if you get the same kind of coverage back there that we do here locally, but it seems like it's you could call them the LeBron Lakers. It didn't seem like the coach, Darwin Ham, had much control over that situation. I just think that for me, it seems like it would be extremely difficult to have a player like LeBron and keep things under control.
Well, I think the only thing you have to do, here's what you had to do. I coached in the minor leagues. I mean, I was never given the opportunity in the NBA. And the first thing you have to do, regardless of where it is, you must go in and you must get your top player or players and you must establish a rapport with them to have any chance of success. And so it would have been a situation where he would have had to come in and develop a relationship with LeBron and get LeBron to buy into what it was he was trying to do, ask LeBron what he thinks about it. I would want all of his input. You usually don't get that. I mean, one of the great things for me, Lou Carnesecca, who's just one of my favorite coaches ever, still alive, you know, up in his 90s. I talk to him on a regular basis. Lou actually came to us, to Billy Melchione, to me, Johnny Roche, and he asked us stuff. What do you think about this? What do you think about that? He didn't come in with this attitude that he knew everything and he's the boss and whatever it was. And that was smart on his part.
Right.
And so yeah, any coach coming from college would have to do something like that. And with LeBron, if you can't establish a great relation with him, but also Davis, because that Davis is the one that said all the stuff about the coach, I think, that got him fired.
Yeah, they're a handful. No question. The All-Star game.
Calling it the All-Star game. That's why the NBA hates me, I guess, and hasn't had me do anything forever, because I said, stop calling it the All-Star game. Just call it the All-Star exhibition, because it's not a game by any stretch of the imagination. It's an exhibition.
Right. I agree with you, because defense is out the door and now they're scoring, you know, 200 points and they're launching half court shots and playing silly games. It's a game of entertainment. And baseball, unfortunately, has done the same thing. And football now plays flag football.
Yeah. Hey, seriously, but in football, I can understand you wouldn't get a chance of getting hurt doing that. Because if you're a competitive person, you're going to go out and play hard in that. Like I know I did. Hell, ours was super competitive to try to prove that, you know, our Western Conference could beat the Eastern Conference in the All-Star game. I mean, this was a knockdown, drag-down battle. And plus the fact that back in those days, the winning team, I think, got like $3,000 and the losing team $1,500 or something like that. Hell, for me, that was a fifth of my freaking salary.
No, I agree with you. I always felt that when we played in All-Star games, we wanted to represent the National League. We wanted to show them that we were better than the American League. We didn't lose an All-Star game, by the way. You know, it's just the way that it was. We came to play. And you're representing yourself, your family, your teams, your teammates, the organization, baseball, the integrity of it. I'm disappointed. I understand it's entertainment, it's about money, but for me, it certainly don't give somebody an All-Star MVP for this game, please. I think the last guy that got it scored 54 points, and it's like, who wants to be the MVP today?
Yeah, well, it changed the whole record book back from the chance when this thing all changed and everything, because it's a joke right now.
Yeah.
Well, so how do we fix it, though? Do we go back to the USA versus the world? Do we give home court advantage to the winning conference? Do we give the players $1 million if they win? What do we do?
Can't do anything with it because there's too much money involved, and the owners don't even want their guys to get hurt. In fact, they're probably shaking in their boots, even playing out there, that somebody might get hurt. Yeah. They're paying so much for them to do it. I mean, I don't know the answer to it. I mean, it's never going to become what it used to be. Okay, no. But stop the All-Star game. Let's please call it the All-Star exhibition.
Yeah, I agree. They're not going to go backwards and try to patch this up. Question. I want to know who was a player that you had difficulty guarding and also scoring against.
I never had any problem scoring. former Pierre saying, this guy's a lockdown defender. I said, well, maybe you got locked down. Nobody ever locked me down. And I had Dr. J doing something with Dr. J with the Big Three. I'm so happy to Ice Cube has involved me in that. I've coached that's the seventh year. And it's just so much fun to get together with the guys. And I had Doc on with the show we do before our Ball Hogs games each week. And I asked the Doc, and we talked about this exact subject. And I said, Doc, did anybody ever lock you down? And he says, not that I can recall. And so, yeah, it's crazy. So that's not the case. But defensively, I had my biggest difficulty with a bigger, stronger guy who would post me up.
And is there one in particular that you kind of had difficulty with?
So fine. I usually try not to guard those guys at all. But what I did, I try to use my quickness and stuff and all and try to go in front of them and do stuff, you know, at least get on the side and try to deny a pass inside. Because, well, you know, once they got the ball down there, I mean, with their size and their strength, I'm not going to do anything to stop them.
The game of basketball when you played, you had to, you couldn't carry the ball like they carry the ball today, correct?
You're hitting sore spots for me here this whole game. So let's go. About traveling, let's talk about moving screens. Oh my God, it's a travesty what's going on. I charted a game about 4 or 5 years ago, Chicago, Atlanta in the playoffs. There were 59 moving screens that were not called. It's a joke. Nobody gives it the right terminology. You don't set a screen in basketball. That infers that you have to do something. You have to set a screen. No. What you are, you put yourself in the most advantageous position, and your teammate is required to set up his man and run his man into you, thereby making you a screener. And even like Jeff Van Gundy all the time on TV, I used to just cringe. Here's one of the top coaches. He didn't set a very good screen. Well, no, his teammate did a horse job of setting his man up and making him a screener. That's what happened. So those three things I go nuts over, and that's why probably the NBA hates me, because – you know, I said at an All-Star game a few years ago, and I said, can the officials please do everyone a big favor and call the game according to the rules in the rule book and stop changing the rule book come playoff time and say it's playoff basketball. I said, I never saw a new rule book for playoff basketball. And here's the deal. I told David Stern and I told Adam Silver, and I might as well be talking to the wall. Why are you giving an advantage to the less skilled player by allowing it to become physical? Because it doesn't take talent, skill, and ability to hold, shove, push, and play that way.
Yeah. How about the extra step that they take today?
Oh, the Euro step. Yeah, please. I said, listen, I didn't carry the ball. I didn't have the extra step and travel, and nobody could stop me, okay? Can you imagine what I could be doing today if I played and have all the other training and had I'd be faster, quicker, stronger, jump higher? It'd be a joke how much better I would be playing if I could do all of that stuff.
Okay, I want to ask one last question because we're rounding it down here. The underhand free throw shooting, how did that come about?
Father was a semi-pro player and coach. I didn't want to do it just like everybody say, hey, that girl shoot that way. I can't do that. And I read words like it was yesterday. Son, they can't make fun of you if you're making them, and you're doing yourself and the team a disservice if you don't shoot the best percentage you can shoot. And so I did it, and I got better. That's the thing. I never was satisfied in anything I did. I always try to get better. I was better at the end of my career. My last 2 years in the league, I missed a total of 19 free throws, 10 in one season, 9 in the other, shot over 94.7% from the free throw line. I still think I'm the best free throw shooter ever because I had so many free throws when I shot over 10 a game, and I still wound up at 90%. But my last 6 years, I shot over 92%. My last 2 years, over 94%. And I'll brag about it, as I told you, because it's the only part of the game that no one's trying to stop you. That's always the same thing every time. Same size ball, same size, you know, same distance to the basket, same size basket. And how do you live with yourself if you can't be an 80% free throw shooter?
Well, I think you've probably said it all, Rick. A tremendous career, very entertaining. We've got so much more to talk about, but fortunately we're rounding it down here. So I want to thank you so much for joining us. It was a pleasure. I loved listening to all your expertise on this. I hope that you have continued success, Rick, and thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you so much. Hopefully I'll get my triple crowns in the next two big pickleball events.
Okay. Good luck to you on that. All right. There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Rick Barry. We'll be right back. We'll see about that right after this.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio.
The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Hey, Ron. How you doing?
Can't be. Just fine.
All right. We are back. Thank you so much for spending some time with us. We'll see about that with the legend, the champion, the MVP, Mr. Ron Sayout and Simon. I am Mike Gary, joined as always by producer Corey Marino. And Corey, it seems like we have another instance of some MLB pitchers getting their hand caught in the gambling cookie jar. What happened?
The Class A and Ortiz from the Cleveland Guardians, they were throwing pitches. And so they were betting on prop bets based on the first pitch, whether it was going to be a ball or a strike.
So you can bet on that. I can bet. Like, if Corey Marino's an MLB player, I can say Corey Marino is going to throw a first pitch ball or first pitch strike.
Yeah. And they bet on it, and they were betting up to like 5,000, 2,000 on it. One of the funniest things, though, since we're talking about Dodgers, is the Andy Páez thing.
Yeah, he's connected in here, but not in the way you might think.
He was not. You would think he was part of the debauchery, uh-huh. But he was actually just swinging at a horrible thrown pitch on purpose, and he actually lost the bettors $4,000.
So he didn't disgrace himself by being involved in the gambling scandal, but he did let himself down by swinging at a pitch that the pitcher intentionally throws the ball in order to keep this gambling scheme going.
And it's hilarious. That's because it's just everybody swings at horrible pitches, but now this is in a 25-page indictment. Everybody's looking at this one pitch like, was he involved or whatever? And it's just because he was up there striking out and hitting home runs, he's now part of it. And it's kind of funny for a silver lining type of way.
It's kind of funny, but it's also kind of sad about how, you know, we got to fix this. And apparently the MLB came in and says, we're going to, apparently in partnership with these gambling applications, we're going to limit these prop bets based on pitches to $200.
And now the NFL is trying to get ahead of it because they haven't had too many gambling scandals yet. And so
or that we know of.
That we know. Well, Jameson Williams, there's people who gamble. They haven't gambled on the sport itself, but have gambled on the premises. And so what they're trying to get with bookmakers and sports books, and they're trying to get rid of prop bets altogether, which I think is a good idea.
I think so, too. I mean, this seems to be an issue that's going to keep popping up. We've seen it in NBA games. Now we're seeing it in the MLB. And think of how many times, you know, there's probably so much of this going on that we're not even aware of. So, I mean, it's a sticky situation. I think the leagues both, and perhaps maybe the government needs to get involved in this. But there you have it. Corey Marino, thank you very much.
Always a pleasure.
All right, you guys, and we'll see you guys next week. And we'll see about that with Mr. Ron Say. And, of course, check out Ron's fantastic website, theronsayshow.com, where you can find a complete archive of all our podcasts. Also, our podcasts are available on Spotify, Apple, and Google. Give us a rate, subscribe, and review. Also, check out Ron's fantastic book, Penguin Power, available on said website, theronsayshow.com. Also, The Real Ron Say on Instagram, and also special events available on Cameo.